There are calls from some people that are eager to convene a summit to call the leaders of these parties to ensure they give some pressure. What do you think about this call?
Well, what I think about this pressure on the parties to ensure they do their work is important, but it then gives us the understanding that somehow if the parties are on their own, they may not do what they promised to do in the agreement. It would be very good and a matter of raising hopes and confidence of the citizens if the parties take lead by themselves without being put under pressure from other sources. And so we would be judging their commitment and interest to accomplish the tasks of the peace agreement by their willingness to simply implement the commitments they made in the agreement. Yes, so the outside pressure is important, but internal pressure from among the parties themselves is what matters most.
Okay, there are complaints of funding. So what's wrong with funding, really, according to your perspective of civil society? Is there no money?
Well, I think what is wrong with funding is that there is difficulty in seeing, for the rest of us citizens, the flow of our own resources. We are told that there is increase in production of our oil, there is increase in generation of non-oil revenues, and that is where the information ends. We do not go beyond understanding or getting reliable information on how much revenues in total we generate and where these revenues go. And so that puts us in a difficulty to understand whether we actually have sufficient resources to implement the agreement, or we have this improvement in revenue collection of both oil and non-oil revenues, but then where it goes becomes difficult to understand. So that is the challenge we have with the resource. And this failure to also put out clearly how we utilize these resources, make this information public to us, the citizens, but also to partners, makes it difficult for the partners to commit. And that is what they always say, that when we are transparent with our own resources, they will then see the gaps and they will then come to fill the gaps. And so it is important in this aspect that while we mention that we have increase in production of oil and also generation of non-oil revenues, it is also important to present to the public how these resources are utilized and how they are made, allocated to support implementation of the peace agreement. So far, we have allocations in terms of figures, but in terms of liquidity, it doesn't seem to be reaching the National Pre-Transitional Committee. And that's what they mentioned in the last meeting of the reconstituted journey. I think that's the issue with the resources.